Okay, we're good back to Matt? Okay. Okay. Well, the last couple of weeks, we have been speaking about the topic of restoration. A few weeks back, we were speaking about restoration through the incident of the prodigal son. And following that, we spoke about the book of Ruth, which is all about restoration, how God could restore even extreme conditions. And this morning, I would like to continue the topic of restoration. We're going to read in Ezekiel chapter 37 about the Valley of the Dry Bones. And speaking of restoration, I want to speak about the need for restoration. Do we even see and recognize this need for restoration in our lives? Will we cooperate with the Lord in the process of restoration? God has been restoring conditions, events, and lives since the beginning of time. What may seem hopeless and dead to us is another opportunity for God to show His love and bring restoration. Maybe at times the process of restoration may seem rough to us, but our Heavenly Father is a master with restoration. He knows what He's doing. He knows just what to do. The Lord can heal and restore broken homes, broken hearts, broken dreams, ruined lives, and the list goes on and on. Nothing has been in ruins so long that it can't be restored. I just want to repeat that, because God is a restorer of extreme ruins. Nothing has been in ruins so long that it cannot be restored. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible gives a beautiful example of God's wonderful and most awesome power and work of restoration. But are we willing to allow the Lord to work restoration in our lives? We turn to Ezekiel chapter 37, and we're going to read verses 1 to 14. Ezekiel chapter 37. Beginning at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet in exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, These bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. So in verses 1 to 3, the prophet Ezekiel was looking at the scene of absolute hopelessness and death. There were many very dry bones, not just bones, very dry bones. And considering the scene, can these bones live, was a very odd question. You might expect the question, you know, how long will it take to bury all these bones? But our God, being the author of life, doesn't see death. He was picturing restoration, and that's the way our God is. And we sang last week, it is no secret what God can do. So no matter how bad your condition or someone you might be praying for, it is no secret what God can do. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 says, ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing. And in verse 4, where it mentions, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hearing the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, seems to be the beginning of restoration. The Holy Spirit speaks to us when we are in need of restoration. He speaks to those who are in a backslidden condition in an effort to bring them back. Do we hear and understand what the Lord is trying to tell us? Or do we have selective hearing? Hearing only what is pleasant to our ears, our minds, and our hearts. We want to hear everything that the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us. The word of the Lord has power to restore life, even from death. Talk about the power of God, His power of restoration. Even death has to obey the voice of the Lord. Three words. Lazarus, come forth and restore the man to life who was dead 4 days. Three words. To the son of the widow of Nain, Jesus said, young man, I say to you, arise. I'm sure that this widow never expected to be eating dinner with her son again. The great love and compassion in the heart of Jesus. And from his great, great heart, Jesus wants to restore us or someone you might be praying for this morning. To avoid planet covered with darkness, God said, let there be light. God restored an entire planet. Why wouldn't he be able to restore our lives or conditions of our lives if he restored an entire planet? The word of God has the power to restore, but there's a problem today, unfortunately. Many people, including Christians, are not paying attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Without hearing the voice of the Lord, these people cannot even begin the process of restoration. We don't want to feel complacent and think that we don't need any restoration in our lives. I think we all need some form of restoration in our lives this morning. Something needs to be restored in our lives this morning. Each of us know what it is. How fervent, how passionate is our service, our dedication to Jesus? We all need to examine our lives. We need to pray for the unsaved and the backslidden also, that they will pay attention to the voice and the call of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, there are very many dry bones in today's world. Now in verses 5 and 6, it says, I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back on you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. What are these sinews that the Lord is talking about? Sinews are the tendons. You know the things in your body that connect the fibrous bands that connect muscle to bone? Those are sinews. And God said, the NIV version actually says, I will attach tendons to you. See, God puts everything in place so that he could raise us to life again and have an exceeding great army. The Lord cares about us even when we are as dry bones. The Lord never gives up on us. Do you remember what it says in Isaiah chapter 42? The smoking flax he won't let burn out. And a bruised weed he will not discard. God doesn't give up on us. He cares about us even when we are as dry bones. No condition is ever too far gone for him. No condition is ever beyond the reach of his infinite love. See, God's love is infinite. That's why no condition is ever too far gone for God. I'll read to you Isaiah chapter 61, verse 4. It says, they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. I want to read that again so you get the picture of God's power of extreme restoration. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. The Lord gets into extreme restoration. A person may have been backslidden for decades. God can still restore them. Sometimes we need to pray that the person will want his or life to be changed or to be restored. Isaiah 58, verse 12, here goes extreme restoration again. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins, ruins for centuries, and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called the repairer of broken walls, the restorer of streets and dwellings. God is big time into restoration. He is a restorer of ruins. Nothing ever was, is, or will be too hard for him. He is into extreme restoration. And I hope we get that picture with the lessons we've been having from the prodigal son to the book of Ruth till now with the dry bones. God is into extreme restoration. I'll read to you verse 7 in the Amplified Version. There was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking, and a trembling, and a rattling. Now, the word for noise in the original Hebrew, see what it says, there was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking, and a trembling, and a rattling. The word for noise in the original Hebrew translation is voice. So, in other words, the voice of the Lord is in the process of restoration. There was a thundering voice. You may question, why the shaking and the trembling? I thought this was a process of restoration. In the process of restoration, the Lord may want to shake things out of our lives that should not be there. So there's going to be a thundering noise and a shaking. God has to get rid of what doesn't belong. But it's still a process of restoration. The Lord wants to shake out things that would be a hindrance to the process of restoration. Things that may be a hindrance to our commitment and dedication to Him. The shaking is necessary whether or not we like it. One day we will even thank the Lord for us for the shaking. God doesn't make mistakes. He shakes things for a reason. Maybe we have become comfortable with an order of priorities in life that is okay with us, but not okay with God. An order of priorities in which God is not superior to everything else in our lives, which He should be. Maybe we have become comfortable with values in our lives that God does not approve and He wants to change. And maybe the Lord is saying, this item, this habit, or this idol has to go. You know, God hates idols. Our prayer should be as to Him, Holy Spirit, light divine. That hymn states in the fourth verse, cast down every idol throne. Reign supreme and reign alone. And God, in His love, will shake things out of our lives. And we'll wonder, why is this event happening? I mean, how many times have we asked God, what are you doing to me? Have you ever looked up to the sky and said, God, what are you doing? What's going on? And God is shaking things out of our lives for our own good. Whether or not we agree with it, the shaking is necessary. The day will come when we will agree with the Lord that the shaking was necessary. May not see it now, but one day we'll thank the Lord for it. Notice that the bones came together only after the shaking. After the shaking, the removal of what does not belong in our lives, then God can put things together. But those pieces that don't belong can't be there. How is God supposed to put things together in our lives if there's pieces that don't belong there? It's like if you're trying to put the puzzle together and you have pieces of another puzzle in the box and you try putting the pieces together, you try putting the puzzle together and it's not working because you have the wrong pieces. Well, God has to get rid of those things in our lives that don't belong so He could restore us and put things back together again with the right pieces. So the bones came together only after the shaking. The Lord knows how to put our lives together and how to lead us in paths of righteousness. It is an orderly process, even though it may not seem so to us. We may not like or agree with certain events or trials that God allows in our lives, but He knows what He is doing. We may not agree with what the Lord is doing in our lives, but let me ask you something if this morning. Is it possible that we know better than God? We may not agree with the shaking, with things that go on in our lives, because it's not comfortable. It's uncomfortable. And we may say, God, what are you doing? But is it possible that we know better than God? That He shouldn't be doing this in my life? Really? God knows what He's doing. He does not make mistakes. We know that. So we have to accept what He does in our lives. He does not make mistakes. He has a master plan for each one of our lives. And we have to be grateful that He wants to even work with us. We know that God is a fountain of wisdom and the wisdom of the ages. The bones came together, bone to its bone. God's work of restoration is an orderly process. The toe bone didn't connect to the hand, and the finger bones didn't connect to the foot. The toe bones connected to the foot so that the person could stand for the Lord and follow Him and walk in His ways. The finger bones connected to the hand so that the restored person could do the work of the Lord. There is an order of events, even in God's work of restoration. He works in our lives with precision and infinite wisdom. He has been in the business of restoration since the beginning of time. Like we said, he restored the entire planet Earth. Verse 8 says, but there was no breath in them. God's work was not complete without the breath of life. The breath of life comes from the Holy Spirit. We know this. We need life from the Holy Spirit. We sang it this morning. Living breath of life, come and fill me up. We need the Holy Spirit more than we know. And in verse 9, the Lord said to the prophet Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath and say to the breath. Verse 9 in King James says, prophesy unto the wind and say to the wind. Remember that the Holy Spirit is represented by wind. Do you feel that you need the breath of the Holy Spirit to renew and restore your life? We all need the breath of the Holy Spirit and should be praying for it. Ask the Holy Spirit to breathe new life into you. We all need new life. We all need new life from the Holy Spirit to give you a new life to your mind, your spirit, your heart. This morning, are we hungry for the living breath of life of the Holy Spirit? We sang, we are hungry. Are we hungry? It's so important to be hungry for the Lord. Only the Holy Spirit could give life. It can't come from any other source. Through the power of the Lord, these dry bones became not just an army, but an exceeding great army. God's work of restoration is powerful and most awesome. We want to consider that the power of our Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, is beyond our wildest imagination. Isn't it nice to know that God is far beyond our wildest imagination, infinitely beyond our thoughts? This is the Heavenly Papa that we have. There is no limit to God's power of restoration. If you're thinking about someone this morning, you know someone, it might be yourself, that you say, I need restoration. There's no limit to God's power of restoration. Nothing is beyond him. The people of Judah said that their hope had perished. Do you feel that your hope is gone in any area of your life? With God, there is always hope. Always hope. But he is a God of restoration and extreme restoration also. God loves to restore. It's like his second nature. I guess restoration is like his middle name or something. He loves to restore. The people of Judah were in captivity in Babylon when this was written. And verse 12 said to, I will bring you into your own land. I will bring you into the land of Israel. The Lord did release the people of Judah from Babylonian captivity and brought them back to Israel. God said, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves. That's how bad it was. People of Judah were as in graves, allegorically speaking. I will cause you to come up out of your graves. And that brings us to the question, are there conditions in your life that seem hopeless and dead? Someone who doesn't know the Lord may feel as though he or she is dying in substance abuse or some other bondage from Satan. God wants to and does open the graves and release people from hopeless conditions and bondage and death. And we've heard the testimonies from Teen Challenge. These people were heading for physical and spiritual death. And they met the Lord and all of their life has changed. From darkness to light, from heaven to hell, to heaven to heaven. That's our God. He loves restoration. God wants to and does open the graves and release people from conditions and from even bondage and death. And in verse 14, the Lord says, and shall put my spirit in you. The Lord wants to fill or refill us with His Spirit. Only in Him is there true life. We need the Holy Spirit more than we know. It would be a good idea to come before the Lord in prayer this morning and ask Him for restoration in our lives wherever we need it. Maybe we feel like dry bones this morning. No situation is too far gone for the Lord to restore. He can restore even when things look totally hopeless and we're in total darkness. God can and wants to restore. He wants to breathe new life into us. You may also want to pray for someone else's restoration, aside from praying for restoration for your own life. You may want to pray for restoration of unsaved or backslidden soul. Nothing is beyond God's power of restoration. So let's just spend this, you know, I've cut things out of the message not to make it so too long. There's more we could say on this topic. But you know what? It's leaving time to spend time before the Lord. Even those of you online in front of your computer, please don't log off. We need to spend time before the Lord. Pray for maybe something in your life has to be restored. Doesn't have to be a drastic thing either. Something just has to be restored. Maybe your relationship with the Lord. Pray for the restoration this morning. Maybe you want to pray for someone else. Maybe someone hasn't been walking with the Lord for decades, and you want to pray for them. Let's spend some time before the Lord this morning in prayer. Pray for restoration. Pray for restoration. God can do anything.